Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing this back. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Mike Daniels, one of the legendary pioneers of the technology world. The last 25 years, he's been one of the leaders all the way back to the mid-90s. He's been there since the beginning, and even before that, he was hanging out near the two guys that founded the internet before Al Gore ever knew about it. Hey, Mike, thanks again for being here. I want you to talk to us about what you think, who you think the winners and the losers are in the 2020 technology/pandemic era. Who are the winners? Who are the losers? What do you think?
Jim, I think we got big time winners and we got big time losers. And the winners would include, of course, big tech guys like Amazon, Facebook, Google. They've become bigger, stronger as a result of the pandemic. Everybody who's spending part of their life on video teleconferencing, companies have shown up like Zoom. Microsoft has developed an enormous business with Microsoft Teams, all for people to interact on video. The big question in our industry, in the tech industry for a long time, is how big in digital is too big? Regulators all over the globe have been looking at this, Europe, the U.S., everybody else. How big, how powerful are these people? What's their influence? Anybody who's in our business or not in our business that uses it knows they're becoming unbelievably powerful.
And from a monopolistic standpoint, their monopoly potential is much more problematic than anything Ford or U.S. Steel or Exxon or IBM could have ever have had, isn't it?
It is, Jim. And in a strange part of this digital world, the influence that companies have online that become enormous powers, what they're doing is swaying people's thinking and opinion. The thing that struck me about a company like Facebook 5, 6, 7 years ago was I was traveling overseas to what used to be Burma, which is Myanmar. And I went into a village hotel in the middle of nowhere because I'm an outdoor trekker, hiker guy. And there was a Facebook poster on the wall in this little dinky place in the mountains. And I said to the owner, I said, "What do you know about Facebook?" He said, "Well, that's where we all get our news."
Oh, my.
And my guide told me about 80% of the people in the country of Myanmar were getting their news every day off of Facebook, Jim. Can you believe that?
That is chilling.
Middle of nowhere.
And we know, I mean, basically, in the committee interrogations that Twitter and Facebook and Apple both had to go through, they basically admitted that they were influencing the election. They were influencing the news. They were throttling people they liked and not didn't like and letting everybody else through. I mean, they admitted that, didn't they?
They did admit that. And when you look at the surveys, Jim, that whatever the figure is, that you see various surveys, 60-70% of the people in the country are getting their news every day off of Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
Which means
a whole different aspect of it.
Which means they're not really getting the news. They're getting what Facebook and Google and them wants them to have. And this is where it's scary part. And so they're the winners. I'm going to talk about the rest of that in a minute, in the next segment, about how far this could go, because I want to get your thoughts on cryptocurrency too. But the other part of this is as companies like that do better, there is a zero-sum part of this. I've never liked to think about zero-sum in terms of capitalism because I always think of abundance. If I don't, when I don't look at a fat person and think some skinny person didn't get their food, but in this particular case, these big time winners, as you call them, they do have the tendency to suck the life out of companies, smaller companies, especially the service sectors that have been so hurt by this coronavirus. They have the potential to disproportionately hurt small businesses, especially this year. What do you think?
No question about it, Jim. Again, I think what the pandemic has done to all of us is, if you're paying attention, you're seeing the stark winners and losers in this thing. We all know that the losers are people and industries dependent on face-to-face interaction. You know, you go into a shopping mall. For instance, I'm in California today. I went into a mall yesterday here, the Stanford Shopping Mall in the Menlo Park, Palo Alto area, is down to 10% occupancy because of the rules that have been placed on the numbers of people. So you got nobody in there.
And
travel, the airports
and
are basically empty.
There are no impingements on Amazon, are there? They're rocking and rolling. They're growing like crazy. I mean, Jeff Bezos, your friend Jeff Bezos, you were telling us earlier, you knew him 25 years ago. You know, he's grown, his value, his wealth has grown by the billions just in the last 9 months. So
billions. And
how do we?
I think what.
Go ahead quickly. Last few seconds.
I was just going to say, you know, you can see what's happening, and most of us feel like we've lost something by not having the ability to go into restaurants, small shops, local businesses, Jim.
And I fear that a Harris-Biden administration will not rein them in at all. But we have to do something about Section 230 that they hide behind. Facebook and Google and those guys hide behind. Section 230, folks, look it up. Quick break, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.